Hey guys, this is Dan from Orlando. Man, 13 years coming. Does it feel good to win a playoff game? Go Bucks, baby. Tom Brady and Mike Evans hadn't missed a beat. I don't know what was going on with Godwin and his drop. That was frustrating. But I tell you what, though, Washington's got to give it to them. Their backup quarterback, that guy played his heart out. Luckily, we were able to win. But, man, I just want to call. Love your podcast. I listen to it as much as I can. And, everybody else out there, go Bucks, baby, on to the divisional round.
You are Locked On Buccaneers, your daily Tampa Bay Buccaneers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's up and welcome back to the Locked On Bucks podcast. I am James Yarko, flying solo as I typically do on Tuesdays. But you can find everything that my co-host David Harrison and I are doing over at BucksNation.com. Make sure you follow along on Twitter at Locked On Bucks, at JYarko underscore Bucks, at DHarrison82, and at Bucks underscore Nation. Tons and tons of voicemails rolled in. I am not going to be able to get to all of them. And there were a couple that mentioned the matchup against the Saints. And I'm going to tell you guys right off the bat, look, I am not going to dive in to the Bucks-Saints game on this episode. I may mention it a little bit, may talk about it in passing, but I am not going to fully dive into that divisional round matchup until I am back with David on tomorrow's episode. You guys know we've been doing this thing the same way kind of all year long, where on Wednesday we put a bow on the week that was, then look ahead to the week that is going to be. Well, starting tomorrow, that's when we're really going to dive in to the Bucks and Saints 3, Brady versus Breeze, all the storylines you want to talk about. Third matchup of the year, the Saints, of course, going 2-0 in the regular season, but we're going to talk about all that on tomorrow's episode. So plenty of voicemails to get to, but we're going to start things off today by jumping in and talking about some, you know, important news for the Buccaneers. First and foremost, they activated linebacker Devin White and defensive tackle Steve McClendon off the COVID-19 reserve list. Devin White chomping at the bit to play in a playoff game, was not able to be out there on Saturday against the Washington football team. Steve McClendon, he allows the Buccaneers defense to do a few things that Nacho can't. You know, he soaks up those double teams because of his just mass and his size, whereas Nacho, he doesn't require the double teams. He's a little bit smaller of a guy. Not saying he's not good. You know, don't get me wrong. I love what Nacho does. But size matters in the NFL, folks, and McClendon does provide some opportunities for those around him because of how much attention somebody of his size does take. So great news for the Buccaneers from that aspect. We know Devin White is going to be flying around all over the place, an LSU guy, a Louisiana kid, going to play his first playoff game in New Orleans. But now there's a flip side to that coin. According to Tampa Bay Times' Rick Stroud, he was the first one that I saw break the news on Monday. Linebacker Kevin Minter, who filled in admirably for Devin White, has been placed on the COVID-19 reserve list. And the big question now is, and don't get me wrong, it is not a good situation to lose a special teams captain. You know, Minter doesn't play a lot on defense, but he is the special teams captain. He can fill in should somebody go down, and he plays well when he does. But placing him on the COVID-19 reserve list now on a Monday after playing a Saturday game makes you wonder what kind of contract tracing is going to be the fallout from a move like that. Now, we don't know the specifics. Minter could have been around somebody on Sunday that ended up being a positive test on Monday, so he's a close contact quarantine. That doesn't necessarily mean that he himself tested positive. We don't know the full story there, but it is certainly something to keep an eye on. You know, is there going to be other Buccaneers players that are shut down due to close contact, you know, quarantining rules? Is that going to take out Lavonte David for this game? Is that going to take out anybody else from the defense? Who was he sitting next to on the plane? When did this all go down? So definitely something concerning to keep an eye on, but I think, don't hold me to this, I think the fact that he was placed on the list on Monday, the game is not until Sunday. If he is a close contact quarantine, then he could be activated for the game given the number of days and the required amount of negative tests needed. He would have time to get all that done, but Kevin Minter placed on the COVID-19 reserve list for the Buccaneers after they activated Devin White and Steve McClendon from the same list. Finally, as far as the news is concerned, it was confirmed on Monday that right guard Alex Kappa has a fracture in his ankle and will be out for the remainder of the playoffs. Guard Aaron Stinney is going to start in his place, and quite frankly, I like that move. I think Stinney has played well in some of his spot starts, you know, filling in for Ali Marpet, and you know, overall, I think he's done a solid job. Larson did okay against Washington. He didn't do great. I think Stinney will be able to hold up a little bit better, but losing a starter that played to the caliber that Alex Kappa did this season, it doesn't matter who you have coming in behind him. They're not going to be as good. Plain and simple, they just won't. But that's the big news from across the Buccaneers landscape. Devin White, Steve McClendon back, Kevin Minter, Alex Kappa out. And with that, we are going to hear from a friend of the show before we start diving into our voicemails. And part of today's episode is brought to you by our friends over at TurboTax. You're unique, and so are your taxes. TurboTax Live has experienced tax experts who listen to you, learn about your unique tax situations, and answer your questions. And on top of all that, they can do your taxes from start to finish. Maybe you started investing and want some reassurance from an expert that you're doing things right. Maybe you're now self-employed and need some expert advice on what qualifies as a home office deduction. Or maybe you'd rather have an expert file your taxes for you so you can focus on what matters most. No matter what your situation is, TurboTax Live experts can answer your questions, give tax advice, review your return before you file, or even do it all for you. TurboTax Live gives you confidence that your uniquely you taxes are done right. Intuit TurboTax Live, file with the help of an expert or let an expert file for you. Voicemails coming up on the other side of this here on the Locked On Bucks podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. 2020 is mercifully over. It's time for a fresh start and a few more wins. If you're betting this year and want more wins, listen to Locked On Bets with your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They are picking college basketball, football, and NBA locks all winter long. Subscribe to Locked On Bets wherever you get your podcasts. Segment two here of the Locked On Bucks podcast, diving into some of your voicemails. You all were gracious and wonderful, as always, flooding our voicemail inbox, talking about the game against the Washington football team. Some of you called in about the upcoming game against the New Orleans Saints. I talked about that in segment one. I'm not going to dive into those. And some of the voicemails wanted to cover a few of the same things. So we're not going to play all the voicemails, but we are going to hit on some of them, starting with good friend of the show, Yusef from Phoenix.
Hey guys, it's Yusef out here in Phoenix. Sorry if this goes over a little bit, but let me start off with the positives. Mike Evans played out of his mind. Such a tough guy playing through that injury. And then Tom Brady, I mean, what can you say about him? He played fantastic tonight. Cam Brate played awesome. He made some clutch catches. Chris Godwin made a few good plays, but after that, he dropped like five passes or whatever. And anyways, the offense played great for the most part. And this is where I get into my negatives. What defense are we playing? We let a guy who hasn't played a game in who knows how long carve us up. If we play like this next week against whoever we play, we're not going to win. I'm sorry about being a downer here because I'm very happy about the win, but that secondary was atrocious. Unacceptable. We're in the playoffs now. This isn't the regular season. I was worried there that we would actually come out this with a win. I think in some ways we got very lucky, winning this game. I'm very disappointed in that fact, but that's just me being not too high, not too low. So I don't mean to be a downer, and I'm not really sorry about that, but it's just frustrating. Very, very frustrating. Let's hope that we can fix these mistakes and stop playing the way we're playing on defense, because thank goodness we're getting Devin White back, but that's not going to fix everything. We have a lot of issues on defense right now. With that being said, guys, I'm going to get going. I know this went a little too long, but go Bucks. And again, I'm super excited about this win, but I have my big concerns. All right, guys, go Bucks.
Youssef, thanks for the call. In the words of the great Vince Vaughn from the cinematic classic Wedding Crashers, please don't take a turn to negative town. No, I understand your concerns. And look, bringing Devin White back is going to do a lot for this offense. His versatility, his speed. Taylor Heinicke probably doesn't break off some of the runs that he does if Devin White is out there on the field tracking him down. I have yet to see a linebacker that can go as fast as Devin White does when tracking down a ball carrier. And as I talked about in the opening segment, Steve McClendon does provide some things to the defensive line that Nacho just can't. And it's not for a lack of skill. It's not for a lack of ability. It's from a lack of size. You know, the size difference does impact that a lot. So, you know, I understand there's some frustration from the defense, but when you are sending a defense onto the field that had no tape of the guy you were about to go up against, especially somebody as athletic and mobile as Heinicke did turn out to be, you know, you're going to play a little more conservatively because you want to keep it in front of you. You don't want a busted play. You don't want him to all of a sudden, you know, pull a rabbit out of a hat and expose you. So you're going to be a little more conservative. You're going to sit back in those zone defenses, keep people in front of you, try to contain him once you saw how mobile he was going to be, how he was able to extend plays with his legs, how he was able to scramble for first downs. And, you know, to Heinicke's credit, you know, he did a great job. He really, really did. He was put in an impossible situation and came out of it looking really good. He's going to get an opportunity somewhere to be a quarterback next season. So don't let that frustration creep in too much. You know, every team is different. Every game plan is different. You don't go into each game saying, this is what we're going to do. It doesn't matter what the other team does. We're just going to do what we do, and it better work. That's what got Dirk Cutter fired. You know, that's what got Mike Smith fired. There was no game planning. It was, this is what we do, this is what we're going to do, and that's it. So, you know, Bruce Arians already talked about the matchup coming up this weekend when he was talking about the way the Bears played against the Saints, and he said that he thought their defense did really good until they went into the zone coverage in the fourth quarter. Hint, hint, Todd. Hint, hint. Don't keep falling into zone coverage all the time against the New Orleans Saints. Drew Brees will carve you up like the guy at the prime rib station at the expensive brunch buffet. So, Yousef, appreciate the call. Look, don't you know, not too high, not too low. I get it. Devin White coming back is going to be a huge boost to what this defense is able to do, both in terms of being able to stop the run, which they did a good job of against Washington, but also in the flexibility that they have in being able to send blitzes after the quarterback.
What's going on, Locked On Squad? It's your boy, Mo Smith, on Twitter, Mo underscore Mackin from San Jose, California. Man, that game yesterday was a doozy. We got zone coverage, but we can't get pressure on the quarterback, missing our two nose guards and our defensive inside linebacker, Devin White, man, but we still found a way to pull it off. Man, the DBs for the Buccaneers are making Taylor Heinicke look good. I don't want to see the DBs against somebody like Drew Brees or Aaron Rodgers. We need to fix that up fast. But got that playoff win. On to next week. Sitting back hoping that the Saints take that L to the Bears so that the Bucs can get us a home game before we get us a home game, you know what I'm saying? But I love the show. Keep doing what you're doing. Victory Monday coming up, baby. Bucs Nation, let's go.
Mo, thank you for the call. Kind of some of the stuff that I just touched on, but I do think it's interesting. You know, Mo, you mentioned, you know, getting a home game before the Super Bowl. Obviously, the Bears did not help matters. That doesn't mean the Bucs can't get a home game. If the Rams were to beat the Packers and then the Bucs go on to beat the Saints, the Bucs would host the Rams in the NFC Championship. But something interesting that I saw circulating around on social media is that Raymond James Stadium has already started changing the stadium over for the Super Bowl. So my question is, Raymond James Stadium, what are you going to do if the Rams and the Bucs both win and all this work that you started on Monday has to be undone for an NFC Championship game? Whose decision was this to say, you know what, there's a chance the Bucs could host a playoff game, but go ahead and start ripping up the field and changing the banners and everything and get this place ready for the Super Bowl because, you know, why not? Didn't make any sense to me. I found it to be quite curious. Mo, a lot of the things that you talked about, I already addressed with Yousef's call. The DBs looked like they were playing in zone coverage. I went over that. I wouldn't say that, you know, they made Taylor Heinicke look like a Pro Bowler or anything. It was the way they had to play it against a quarterback that they had next to no information on. I think this Buccaneers team has seen the Saints offense twice. I think they're going to dial up some things that the Saints have not seen out of them yet. And, you know, Todd Bowles, you can't coach scared. You cannot coach scared in this game. You have to go all in. You have to get after Drew Brees. You have to man up on these receivers, which is not an easy task. But that's what has to be done. You can't drop back in soft zone coverage and expect to beat the Saints. Not unless, you know, you're bending and not breaking and giving up field goals. But then Brady and the offense, they have to go march down the field and get touchdown after touchdown every single play. It's going to be on your defense, guys. You got to get after somebody as stationary as Drew Brees, who gets the ball out of his hands quickly. It's the same thing we talk about with Tom Brady. Yeah, he's not mobile, but he gets the ball out fast. There's a reason that, you know, Brady wasn't hit very often on Saturday against Washington. First off, the offensive line did an absolutely phenomenal job. But second off, it's Brady gets the ball out of his hands fast. It's going to be the same thing on Sunday, guys. So Todd Bowles, you know, you're going to earn your paycheck this week. That's for sure. Tell you what, let's get one more voicemail in real quick before we hit the break.
Hi guys, JT from Texas. I was just wondering what y'all think if the Bucks are looking at every one of these games we've been playing and seeing all these Pro Bowlers on their teams. Every team we've played in the last 4 weeks, counting the Redskins, have had at least two Pro Bowlers on their team, and we're sitting here with one Pro Bowler. Do you think that adds to their fuel? I just put that little bit together and was wondering about that. Y'all have a good game, or a good day, I mean, and go Bucks. Excited about this playoff game.
Hi, JC. Thank you very much for the call. Yes, the Bucks are not happy about the Pro Bowl situation. Devin White, Lavonte David, they took it personally, and not just took it personally because they didn't get in. They took it personally for each other not getting in. You take a look at, you know, Carlton Davis. He's had a good season. You take a look at what Gronk has done. You take a look at, Mike Evans. Finished with 1,000 yards. Only receiver to do it in the first 7 years of his career. Career-high 13 touchdowns. You look at Ronald Jones, one of the best running backs in the NFL all year long. Didn't cross that 1,000-yard threshold because he missed two games. He had a broken finger, and then he got, you know, put on the COVID list. And he still was only 20-some yards away from 1,000 yards, and he was sharing time with Leonard Fournette and LeSean McCoy and Keyshawn Vaughn. So there were Pro Bowl caliber players. Don't even get me started on the offensive line. Ali Marpet should have been in. Ryan Jensen should have been in. Alex Kappa should have been. Your three interior linemen. Tristan Wirfs. The Bucs' entire O-line could have made it. Don't come at me with your Donovan Smith slander. Not today. Shut down Chase Young. Donovan Smith had a better season than most of you want to admit because hating on Donovan Smith on social media is just too much fun. So yeah, the Bucs took it personally. No Pro Bowls. No All-Pros. Doesn't make any sense. Lavonte David continues to be the most criminally underrated player in the NFL. Ali Marpet continues to be the most criminally underrated offensive lineman in the NFL. Tristan Wirfs, absolutely no love whatsoever as far as rookie considerations or the accolades he earned by being arguably the best right tackle in all of football. But I digress. They can take that frustration. They can take that that energy, they can bottle it up, and they can take it out on the NFL darling New Orleans Saints. Got to get to a break real quick and got to give a shout-out to a good friend of the show. Look, the NCAA National Championship was last night. Congratulations to Alabama. This isn't going to age well if Ohio State ended up winning, but congrats. Roll Tide. 7 NFL games left this year, but you know what? Starting Wednesday, NHL hockey is back. You got the NBA in full swing. You got college basketball doing its thing. Tons of stuff going on. And there's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust. BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline.ag and use promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner at BetOnline_AG to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and use promo code LOCKEDON for your sign-up bonus. Wrapping things up here on a Tuesday solo edition of the Locked On Bucks podcast, I am James Yarko, deputy editor of BucksNation.com. I will be back tomorrow with my co-host David Harrison, also of BucksNation.com. But when you're done listening to this show, make sure you check out Peacock and Williamson. NFL analyst Brian Peacock and former NFL scout Matt Williamson host Locked On's Peacock and Williamson every Monday through Friday. Brian and Matt give you the national perspective all around the NFL, covering the latest news and insight on every game, team, and move around the NFL. Get your picks, previews, and much more every weekday with the Peacock and Williamson podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Going to finish things out with one more voicemail. You know him. You love him. It's our friend Jim in South Kakalaki.
James, David, yes, it's Jim in South Carolina, South Kakalaki. Obviously, James, this is more for you since I know you're doing the Tuesday episode solo, Han Solo. Anyway, I came to a realization today as I was focusing on the Bucks winning a playoff game, which we haven't seen in, since 2003. Not only could it be worse, you know, because the Buffalo Bills, it took them 25 years for them to see a playoff win. By the way, they haven't won a Super Bowl. So at least we have that. So yay. The realization is that, here we are January 11th and I haven't thought about the draft until today. It dawned on me and I don't have no prospects in my mind. Because I normally will do my own mock draft. I'll go to all the scouting websites. I will watch YouTube films. I will talk to people. Just so I can start to put together what are the Bucks needs? Who are the best players in that position? Where can they possibly get them? In what round? So on and so forth, right? No, haven't done it. Not once. I would have done umpteen by now. So I'm feeling great as a Bucks fan. And I know at times that during that game that they won, against the Washington team, that the Bucks didn't look too sharp. But you know what? I'll take a playoff win no matter what they have to do. Okay, as long as it's within the rules, I love it. So anyway, hope you guys are doing well. My shout-out to all South Carolina Bucks fans. I hope one day we could all hook up one day and get together and watch a Bucks game. In the meantime, James, David, go Bucks, baby.
Jim, appreciate the call as always. And yeah, I mean, first we'll start with, you know, there were some moments in the Washington game where it got a little dicey, but you know what? I never had the feeling that the Bucks were not in control. They led from the jump. They never trailed. It was never tied after they broke the 0-0 tie. And I never got the sense that they were going to lose control. There were frustrating moments, but it seemed like the Bucks were in the driver's seat from the word go. Hopefully, we can see that trend continue into this weekend. But as far as the draft is concerned, yeah. Yeah, usually we are talking draft by Thanksgiving. Not this year. And, you know, because of my work schedule, I don't watch college football during the season. I'll catch the highlights. I may catch, you know, a half of a game or one game or whatever the case may be. You know, my son, ever since he had a hockey tournament up at South Bend, he has become a diehard Notre Dame fan. So any chance he gets, he is sitting down, he is watching Notre Dame football, he is watching Notre Dame hockey. So on New Year's Day, he and I sat down, we watched Notre Dame get completely routed by Alabama, and then we watched Ohio State put it on Clemson from beginning to end. And as most of you, if in case you're a new listener, I am located in Southern Ohio, and there is no team I hate more than the Ohio State Buckeyes. So I did not enjoy that, but I sat through it and I watched it. And as soon as I'm done recording this, I'm going to go watch the national championship. But when it comes to the draft, I basically wait until the end of the Buck season. Then I start taking a look at the Bucks roster. What positions do they need to address? And then I go from there. I start looking at the prospects of the positions that I feel the Bucks need to go after. And that's how I began looking into my draft coverage for BucksNation.com or the podcast. David is much more enthralled in college football. Being an Ohio State fan, he actually has a team that is worth rooting for. I'm just glad my team fired Lovie Smith. You know, there is that. But yeah, we'll have our draft coverage. It's just going to be about a month later than it normally is because the Bucks are in the playoffs and they're doing well and they have an opportunity now to make it to the final four of the NFL playoffs. With that, it's time to get out of here. I appreciate all of you so much jumping in, listening to me ramble for a half hour. I appreciate all of you that send in voicemails. It is greatly appreciated every single time. And look, a big thank you to Youssef, to Mo, Jim, JC, you know, all of you for calling in. And I do have to give a special shout out to somebody whose voicemail I did not play, and it's loyal listener, loyal caller, Steven from North Alabama. Steven, I was real excited to get your voicemail. The audio cut off about 40 seconds in, so I'm not sure exactly the full scope of what you were going to be going for on your voicemail, any kind of questions that you had to ask, but I wanted to give you a shout out. You know, I wasn't ignoring your voicemail. It just didn't play all the way, and I'm not really sure why. All of you that called in, if I got to your voicemail or not, thank you so much. David and I will be back tomorrow, and we are going to start diving in to this divisional round matchup with the New Orleans Saints. Saints fans are feeling good. They're feeling good. They think it's over before it already starts. David and I are going to dive into why that may or may not be the case starting tomorrow. Till then, please check out everything going on over at BucksNation.com. Make sure you follow along on Twitter at LockedOnBucks, at JRCO underscore Bucks, at DHarrison82, and at Bucks underscore Nation. Hope you all have an absolutely outstanding day. Stay safe, stay healthy, wash your hands, be good to each other. And we thank you so much for joining us right here at Locked On Bucks.